99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Sometimes you just want other people to weigh in on your problem. You've been going round and round in your own head about it, and you just need someone else that, you know, is not emotionally invested in the outcome.
Maybe your friends might have biased opinions.
Yeah,
so
for
you
sure.
Want to come to complete strangers on the radio.
Yeah, that's where we come in. Just message us. We'll get a hold of you and toss it out to the fam and see what we can do for you. Good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
Okay, so, hey, thank you so much for allowing us to contact you on this. Will you walk us through what you sent us?
Yeah, so my son, he is, you know, very serious about basketball, and he's on one of those travel teams.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, spend a lot of time with the team, and so I have started secretly dating his coach, and it's been, like, over a year now.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, thanks, except it's a little complicated because my son has no idea that this relationship is going on, and I don't really know where the relationship is going, so I don't really feel the need to share it with him until I have a better idea of what to do.
Yeah, understand that, sure.
And then, you know, his dad is in the picture. They're, you know, my son and his father are very close. You know, his dad's a great dad, and he comes to all the games, and he pays for all of, you know, this travel team, all the stuff that goes along with it, the travel and
right.
Yeah, all the training and stuff like that. So, you know, it complicates things because he knows the coach. It would become kind of like this weird triangle. And, I think my ex would be pretty upset about this relationship. So, yeah, you know, I just, I'm just not ready to go public. But my boyfriend is, like, he just wants to kind of rip the Band-Aid off. And so it's kind of a mess on that side, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I really just don't know what to do.
Your son's coach is like, I'm tired of dating you in secret. I get that. And you're like, I don't know how far this is going, and this could really cause some issues with my ex and probably even your son, right?
Yeah. Like, I really don't want to hurt my son, and I feel like this would just complicate things on so many levels.
Yeah. So I guess you're wondering, like, how to navigate these waters.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want things to get weird between anybody,
sure.
Even though I know. So yeah, I help me.
Okay. Well, that's what we do. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for allowing us to talk to you. I know a lot of people are already texting in right now. So if you got some time to just kind of hang out and listen to the responses, then, you know, maybe we can help you out. Okay.
Great.
Steve wrote on Facebook, the best way to not go public with this is to contact Ben and Kelly and have them post it on their Facebook page with open comments. Yeah, Steve. Yeah. I think people understand that. I mean, this is why they come
up.
Listen, keeping her anonymous, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it could be anybody.
Listen, Krista is like, choose happy. You do you. Your ex may surprise you. Maybe he will see this as an added benefit for your son. I know I do. Sheila's like, be happy. He will not be the coach forever, but he could be the one for you. I'd go public. Your son and your ex might be confused or upset, but they'll get over it. Life is too short.
Anybody date anyone in secret and have it work out?
Yeah. Oh, we need success stories.
Yeah.
And cautionary tales, because we kind of need to know, like, what to look out for, maybe something we're not considering.
And I'd love to hear from people who've dated the coach, you know, and just how that all worked out. So anyways, toss it out to you, 502-571-9970. This is group therapy. So she's dating the coach of her son's basketball team. Ex doesn't know. Son doesn't know. She's been doing it in secret
for over a year. And I think that's been kind of like a point that a lot of people have said, hey, if it's been over a year, shouldn't you know, like, how you feel
how
about
you feel.
This guy? Because
yeah.
She's kind of been a little on the fence. Like,
right.
She said she's considered breaking off, and she considered you know, telling everybody and continuing on. But I feel like at this point in the relationship, you should know if there is long-term potential, and that should provide some clarity in and of itself.
Yeah, Charisse is like, hey, go public or move on. Hiding is not fair to anyone involved. It will be uncomfortable the first few times, but as long as coach is only coach on the field, it will work out. I started dating my cousin's ex-fiance after they broke up. I asked her beforehand how she felt about us being friends, and it was handled as adults. You know, we just celebrated 24 years of marriage.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. So she said, sure, it was awkward at first, but he already knew the whole family, so we got past it quickly. All right.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah. So, yeah, there was one thing that was pointed out that where she says that she has considered breaking it off, but it would be awkward for, like, her son and everything. But she didn't mention her own feelings, mm-hmm. like what that would do to her if they broke up. And I think in and of that, the answer to that question, I think, should tell her how she really feels about this guy. And that's really what it comes down to. How do you feel about Coach?
Right. Right. So I want to know if anyone has dated in secret and how it's turned out, you know, like keeping a relationship in secret or dated a coach or anything. Hey, Amy.
I never dated a coach, but my boyfriend and I, well, my fiance now, we dated in secret for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
Just because I had been through a really rough relationship and the guy I was with was abusive. And so I kind of didn't want anyone to know about it for quite a few different reasons. And I also had a daughter at the time.
Right.
Well, now, you know, she's older and things like that. But I think life is just too short to worry about what other people think. And, you know, the son and the ex, they'll just have to get over it. You know. So, I think kids don't really understand sometimes, but,
right. Yeah.
You know, parents have to be happy and things like that, too, that we're humans, and we're not only parents, but we're also humans.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So you're saying, like, you know, don't worry about that. Just go public and live your life.
Yeah, and I mean, people might say things or have something to say about it, but in the end, it doesn't really matter, their opinion.
Well, Amy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Hey, Julie.
Hey.
So, have you ever dated in secret or dated a coach or anything like that, or you just have an opinion?
Well, it wasn't the coach. It was the boss.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and yes, it was in secret, but when it came out, it's been strong for 12 years. We did get married, and everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion on her is she has a good co-parenting relationship with the dad,
yeah,
then she needs to sit down with the dad and she open it up, just them two,
yeah,
and then they will discuss how they're going to tell the child.
Julie, thank you.
It will all work out.
Oh, I appreciate you calling.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, and
that's really good. That's a good plan right there.
I mean,
she should be able to talk to her ex about that.
Uh-huh. I couldn't get to Whitney's call, but she said, you know, hey, you better tell quickly, like today.
she has a sense of urgency
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, she was just like, you got to talk to him today because it's now out and, you know, clock's ticking, basically. So.
Oh, but yeah, basically, because of the power of the Ben Davis and Kelly K show.
The power, yes. Anthony texts in and says, how much longer is the son going to play for the coach? Maybe she's just waiting for that to be over. Then they announce they're dating. I mean,
like, yeah, that could be.
And you know, part of me thinks like she has her son's best interest. Like she's really thinking of her son first rather than her or even her boyfriend, thinking that, you know, okay, if it comes out that I'm dating the coach, then he may get ridiculed by his peers and think that he's getting preferential
treatment. Or more playtime,
yes.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So,
I don't know.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I feel like it comes down to really, she has to figure out, okay, can I see a future with this guy? If the answer is yes, then you should talk to the ex about that. I think you approach him first and then you guys can approach, you know, your son together.
Wow. We just got a message from Vicky that was like, hey, when I was in high school, our basketball head coach's wife was cheating on him with the assistant coach. They ended up getting married and are still to this day. All right. Wow.
Okay.
That's can we contact you later, because I'd like to hear a little bit more about that. But but I think what we're just saying is I like what Julie had said about just talking to your ex.
Yeah, yes.
And just being upfront with your ex and just being like, hey, all right, so this is a situation. Let's figure out how to talk to our son and move forward. And
yes, if she has decided there is long-term potential, like she sees a life with this guy. If she's really still not sure, she's got to figure that out first.
Yeah. Yeah, but Allie brings up a good point. Is like, hey, don't let the dad and son find out from anyone else. That'd be worse.
Yes.
That'd be worst possible scenario. So, all right.
100%.
We're out of time right now, but if you want to comment on Facebook, bunch of comments already. So at Ben and Kelly Show, you can always leave it there. Or you can listen back to the entire call up at WDJX.com. Click listen.